Oh, wow. What's today?
Today is Little Red Wagon Day.
When you were little, you had a little red wagon.
I got a real red wagon.
Also happens to be National Doctors Day.
Today is National Doctors Day, which recognizes the contributions physicians make to their community.
Yeah, you know what I have to say about that?
TGIF, right, guys?
TGIF. What? It's Wednesday.
I know. That's what makes it funny.
You're drunk.
Showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
I have no idea what any of that meant.
Random.
They're so random. The guys that prepared the show for us, I think they're a little whacked.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Speaking of saving lives, it's National Doctors Day. We'll talk about that coming up. Mm-hmm. You need a doctor? You feeling a little better?
I am.
Thank God they can't hear you when the microphones are off. Man, you got a cough on you, woman.
Part of the process, but I sound better, right?
You do sound better.
Well, there you go.
I'll give you that much. Let's move
forward.
Try
and avoid the doctor.
I think you need one.
Come in and say,
Yeah, just have a whole line of doctors coming in from the hallway, working on everything that's wrong with you and me. It's also Red Wagon Day. Is that what they talked about at the top of the show? Did you have a little red wagon when you were a kid? I guess everybody did but me.
Mm-hmm. That little wooden one where you take out the sides and
a little steak body thing.
Mm-hmm,
huh?
I put my little dolls in it.
Aww.
Yeah.
We didn't have one. We were too poor.
Yeah, my mom has one now of flyers, and she puts her plants in it and decorates with it. So.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well, she sit it out at the end of the driveway or something?
By
like
the
you
garage.
See wagon wheels in Point Township?
She's got a big bird feeder that looks like a little lighthouse, and she puts it next to that. So, yeah. Mom's a green thumb, so she'll turn anything cool into
She doesn't have a toity sitting in the front yard with plants in it. I hate when people do that. Or a bathtub, a clawfoot bathtub.
Well, now she does have their barrels, like half barrels.
Oh, those wooden barrels that are like tipped over on purpose and flowers are growing out of them. They look pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, I do live in Point Township where that kind of stuff is considered cool. Anyway, it's National Pencil Day. Why we have to really...
Do we even use those anymore?
Pencil? No. So we're like, why?
Do you remember that was part of school? Like you had to have your number 2 pencil sharpened and ready to go.
I know. One day I showed up with a number 4 and I was panicked, so I broke it in half and I had an extra 2.
Well...
What do we got? Oh, and National Take a Walk in the Park Day. Now, we have scheduled a walk and we want people to come along.
Yes.
We're going to the marina shortly after the show, and we hope to gather a crowd, but now Mother Nature isn't cooperating, saying it might sleet and snow just a little bit right around the time we're going to walk.
Who cares? We are tough.
So you're going to be okay to walk at 9 o'clock then? It could be like something that...
Bring your bathing suit or bring your snowsuit. We'll never know what's going on.
Welcome to Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, Jimmy Fallon is all hopped up on the new CNN Plus.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
CNN officially launched their brand new streaming service, CNN Plus. That's right. With CNN Plus, you can get news from CNN all day at any time. Or as that's also known, CNN.
WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Did your mom ever come to your rescue? Because moms are allowed to.
Always.
You know, maybe there's some smack being talked about you. Your mom steps in, she calls the neighbor lady or whatever, you know, that kind of stuff.
My mom has a secret weapon because she's so, like, pint-sized and cute that she can get away with anything and say things that most people could not, and you just go.
So what's her secret weapon?
She's just so little. Yeah, she's just so little and cute that like she could say something and I could say something and everybody would be like, well, that was kind of rude. And then like.
But when mom says it, it's
yes.
Like, that's an interesting theory you have there.
You've met her. She's adorable. She just has this way. I'm like, and then even when she does silly stuff, I'm always like, mom, you're lucky. You're cute.
You know? My mom can say whatever she wants because she's old. Yeah, and once you get to be 85 years old, they just say, well, the poor lady's filter's burned out. But here's why we mentioned this. Will Smith's mom finally spoke out. It was on ABC News last night, the network news. I'm like, with everything going on in the Ukraine and...
Mrs. Smith is in the house.
Yes.
He is a very even people person. Mm-hmm. And that's the first time I've ever seen him go off in his lifetime. He's a people person and he has never tried to, I'm going to do this to hurt you. Just because. She's never been like that.
She sounds like an adorable woman. Actually, she is. I enjoyed the video from ABC, and now we have the audio. I guess everybody needs, no matter how famous you are, everybody needs their mom to stand up for them once in a while.
Well, but my question is, how'd that phone call go? Now, Will.
Well, yeah, you know that she talked to him first before she talked to the network news. How'd they wrap it up? Did it go well?
Somehow I think the words I taught you better were somewhere in that conversation.
Right, right. I think you should go to your room and think about what you did. I was like, Mom, really?
More of Morgan in the Morning next.
It is National Doctor Day, and we're going to get Karina to go to the doctors.
Oh, stop.
It's my mission in life today. I'll call your mom.
I'm sad.
That's what I'm going to do.
Oh,
it
Lord.
All ties together. I'm going to call your mom and Will Smith's mom, and we're going to get you to go to the doctors so we can take care of your cough. How's
Let
that?
Me know how that works out for you.
All right.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not an engineer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic. I'm a doctor, not an escalator. Not a magician, just an old country doctor. I'm a doctor, not a coal miner. I'm the doctor around here.
Yeah, I love that. I've got the best doctor in the world, Dr. Nikki and Dr. Charles Evan on 522 in Sealands Grove. I love everything about my doctor's office, and I am a person who hates going to the doctor.
Oh, yes, you do.
So we gotta fix you up with somebody that could help your coughing and your allergies and all that. We're gonna make it a mission here.
That's something my mom actually said. She's like, I just realized you haven't been sick in a long time. And I'm
there
like,
you go.
Exactly.
And then when you do get sick, you're like, you know what? I got something wrong with me. I got to go to the doctors. Mm-hmm. So make sure you like your doctor, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's always these qualifications that you want to look for in a doctor. And
so what are we looking for?
Okay. So we want to look for people that are friendly, of course.
Yeah.
Willing to invest the time. I mean, I go back to the whole, if I can't be late, then try and be punctual. Don't overbook yourself. That's my biggest pet peeve is when they overdo it with the patients and then they can't keep up with their time slot.
So that doesn't happen to me. I got a good doctor's office now.
Find a good balance.
Okay.
Good communication skills.
Yes.
Common sense. I would think that was embedded in the degree they got over 8 years. Similar approach to care. So believing, whether it's holistic or whatever, exercise, lifestyle changes, avoidance of excessive costs. This one's a big one because... Mm-hmm. I had an old doc that you could come in there for a sneeze and she'd order everything.
Yeah,
under
20
the sun.
Tests.
Yes. And she's very convincing. It was just like, well, it could be a million things. Well, that's a nice platform to go on here. But now I'm $10,000 in debt. And then current skills. We'll make sure they're up on the newest and best things.
They go to different seminars. They go away for a few days to these classes. Yes. You want your doctor to be that.
Yep. And then the last one is a professional office. You don't want somebody that looks like they're homeless sitting at the front desk saying, hi, how may we help you?
Hello, I'm sitting over here.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, lessons in stupidity. If you're going to do something stupid to your neighbor's doorbell camera, don't, because guess what? It's a camera.
And there it is.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
I swear to God, technology keeps getting better and better, and people keep getting dumber and dumber.
Must be something in the water.
I guess. Take, for instance, this woman who was kind of annoyed because her next-door neighbor had a doorbell cam, and she didn't like being watched every time she did her daily walks. So she went up on the porch, and she tore the doorbell camera off the wall.
Here's your doorbell camera. Seriously, if not, I'm going to have to start slamming on the door. I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with that.
Tears it off the wall and leaves it hanging there. Without ever thinking, Karina, that the camera was on.
Not only that, that's his personal property. Like, she doesn't understand that's illegal.
Yeah, because it's not your porch and it's not your doorbell cam. So stay the hell off the porch!
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Get off my porch, Karen.
Get off my lawn. We got the news, the sports, and the AccuWeather coming up next. It's almost time to boing, boing, boing once again.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. The hunt is on.
Call now.
1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take callers 9 and 4 like we always do on the morning show. Mom, boing, boing, boing over to the phone. We need you right now.
And it's a Sunday, so get on it. We want you to join us. You got to have a kid aged 5 through 10. 1-800-326-94KX.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we'll check those Ford Funline people. The qualifiers coming up also on the way. Jimmy Fallon says there's some big changes coming to FedEx, and they're coming at the top. So we'll talk about that. Birthday buddies and more.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello.
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
94KX or caller 4. Who is this?
Hi, this is Bob.
Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, how are you?
All right, where are you calling from, Bob?
Northumberland.
You got a youngster that's 5 to 10 years old and wants the Easter egg hunt Sunday?
I do. Her name's Danielle.
Danielle, is she pretty good at this thing? I mean, what do you think?
I hope so. I mean, you know, she's good at losing things, so let's hope she's good at finding them.
She's good at losing stuff around the house.
Maybe you want to do a practice run up until Sunday and hide a few things around the house.
You might want to go out in the yard for a bit there, Bob. You and your youngster qualified. We'll see you Sunday, all right?
All right, sounds good. 94KX.
Some business news. FedEx just announced that after more than 50 years, its founder and CEO is stepping down. Aww. Yep, on his last day, he'll be driven home and then thrown onto his front lawn.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yay! Lynn Hall is back.
I am.
Where you been, girl?
I don't know. I got lost.
I'm telling you, you didn't respect her cat. She got ticked off and said, I'm not coming in yesterday.
I just got lost and decided I would just breathe.
Let's take a look at the celebrity birthdays. There's a whole bunch musically coming up. Cassie Scirbo is 32 years old. She is Nova Clark in all those Sharknado movies.
That would be why I have no idea who's
that. You got a problem with Sharknado, do you?
Yeah, I do.
I didn't even watch them.
I want to get movie Mike Madden. Don't be dissing Sharknado. All right. Here comes a lot of musical people. You ready? Okay. Nora Jones, 43.
I don't know why.
Celine Dion, 54. Tracy Chapman's 55.
She still drives a fast car.
And MC Hammer is 60.
And he still wears those genie pants.
Let's get them all together to do one
song.
He
can't touch this, or he can?
I don't know. Now that he's older.
It's none of my business.
Now that he's older, I don't know.
I don't know. Those parachute pants just and do finally, it for me.
And finally, slow hand himself, Eric Clapton is 77 years old today.
I saw him
That's
in concert.
That's a soulful man right
that
there.
That guy could still play a guitar.
Oh, my goodness.
There you have it. Those are all the celebs, but what do we call the locals?
Birthday buddies.
Yes, we do. Happy birthday, Alyssa Roush from Middleburg. She's 43.
Amy Jones from East Chillisquaque is 45. Happy birthday.
Amy Rockies from Watsontown. She's 45 today.
Happy birthday, Anne Marie Miller. She's from Ashland. She's 68.
Ashley Caton from Middleburg is 35.
Happy birthday, Kathy Poff. She's 59.
Yeah, one of my soccer moms. Hey, Kathy. She listens every morning. Christina Saxton from Schmoken Dam. Lordy, Christina's 40.
Ooh, Christine Bruner is 34. Happy birthday.
And another Christine, Christine Snook. She's from Beaver Springs, and she's 34.
Denise Klopp is 53 years old today.
Happy birthday to Donald Coleman, 53 today.
Frances Donahoe from Danville, 60 today.
Kathy Pyer is 67 today.
Kelly Chapel is 43 from Watsontown. Happy birthday.
Look at him looking
can
at
him. Keep going?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
Michelle Fry from Williamsport is 63. See? Oh, right. It's taped.
It's taped. It got me confused.
All right, I was looking for you. All right.
Sean Headings is 42 today.
Yeah, I think he's my cousin. Anyway.
You think.
I do think. I have a big family. Stephanie Berry from Sunbury is 38 today. And that is it.
That's it, right?
May I have your attention, please? Do we have anybody on the Booker faces?
No, we don't.
All right. You guys just go fight amongst each other on the other end. You could use Facebook. You could use the toll-free line. You could email or text.
Yes.
We do it every single day at this time. What's it called?
Birthday buddy.
That's what I wanted to hear. WQKX.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, the news is on the way next. Sports and AccuWeather. Coming up, the good news. A veteran gets a home. Aww. You're going to like this one, right?
Yes, it's very heartwarming. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
Gary Sinise, not only a great actor, but he is a great philanthropic supporter of wounded veterans all over the country. And a man from Tennessee was a recipient of the newest modified home.
We're here today to celebrate the home of Sergeant Kurtz and his family. He was impacted by an IED explosion overseas in Afghanistan. And we are here today to provide him a home.
It's a bit overwhelming sometimes when you think about it. It's like how much went into it. And it's very humbling. It's like completely amazing. It's like now I am the world.
Sergeant Christopher Kurtz talking about his amazing good deed. And that's pretty amazing.
That's good news. Definitely good news. On the local level, a therapist says, okay, there's a war going on. We're still trying to get through the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Every time you turn on the TV, it's bad. Maybe we need a break from that.
Put down your phone, social media, take a break. It's not healthy. Connect with people. Talk with a friend. Unplug and connect to other people.
Absolutely. That's therapist Tara Dively. She spoke on WKOK's Sunrise. And speaking of the Ukraine, an elementary school in Georgia did something pretty cool for their custodian, who was originally from the Ukraine. When she was off for a couple days, they went into her office and covered the walls with drawings of sunflowers.
Aww, now I love sunflowers.
That's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning. Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
You're going to be able to control yourself?
No, not with this music. Oh.
Details of Top Gun coming up. I just wanted to get y'all in the mood.
Okay, so this is actually the theme song to the Blue Angels where I lived in Pensacola. So the minute I have a TikTok with this and I love it.
94KX.
I feel the need for speed.
Yeah, I do. I just thought we played that song just so we could talk about the new Top Gun movie finally coming out. How many people turned up their radio or were driving way too fast?
Drinking it, man.
Guys, I'm sorry if I caused you to speed. By the way, new research shows that people who speed in their cars usually play music that encourages them to speed in their cars. Mm. I think I just did that to you. I apologize. Mm,
I'd like to see your music log in your car.
I feel the need for speed. Yeah. You can go ahead and get excited now and make all your girly squealing noises. Go ahead.
I don't know if I can squeal right now with my voice, but I would if I could. This movie is something that I've been looking forward to. Top Gun is in my top five all-time movies, and this has been delayed twice, so to know that it is officially coming out in May is so exciting. So Tom Cruise, I swear he doesn't age.
No.
Glad to see him back. Some aren't coming back. I didn't know this, but he only signed up for the sequel after a particular condition was made. A few of them, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But one is that he said they must be aerial sequences shot with actual aircraft and shouldn't be created with CGI, which I think is kind of cool.
I'm all for, yeah.
Yeah. Glenn Powell got added to the film after he impressed the filmmakers. He was shortlisted to portray the role of basically Goose's son.
Yeah, because Goose won't be with us, of course.
Clearly.
So Goose's son is all grown up in the Force now?
Yes. And
wow.
Nicholas Hoult, Miles Teller, and Glenn Powell were all flown out to Tom's house to, quote unquote, have chemistry tests. Whatever that involves, I'm not sure.
He's not back in that Church of Scientology, is he? Come on now.
I know. And Kelly McGillis, bless her heart. I loved her in the first version of Top Gun. But she said she was not asked to return to the silver screen. Yep.
Why not?
When asked why, she said she wasn't contacted, that she thinks it's probably because she looks age appropriate for what her age is.
Oh.
There's not going to be Mike Viper Metcalf in the sequel.
So, okay.
He's retired, or chances that he...
How about Iceman? Is he back? I think he is.
Well, I saw a little foreshadowing in the trailer.
Shall we give it a listen?
Sure.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Everyone here is the best there is. Who the hell are they going to get to teach us?
Captain Pete Maverick Mitchell. Let me be perfectly blunt. You are not my first choice. You were here at the request of Admiral Kazansky, a.k.a. Iceman.
What the hell? Good morning.
combat on a level no living pilot's ever seen.
Not even him.
You think up there you're dead. Believe me.
My dad believed in you. I'm not gonna make the same mistake.
Jeez! Having any fun yet?
I got goosebumps. Go ahead, do one of them girly squeals.
Chill bumps.
Yeah.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We've got news. We've got sports and AccuWeather. We'll try to calm Karina down in the meantime.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
So should we talk about the top artists that are still popular on vinyl?
Of course.
All right, we'll do it coming up.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Vinyl records. Are they coming back? The most popular vinyl artists have been released. Ready? The Beatles. Mm-hmm. I guess that makes sense, right?
Well, I mean, they are iconic, so that would...
Pink Floyd and David Bowie.
I need somebody else, not just anybody.
That's pretty cool. I get the Pink Floyd. I just, when I got Dark Side of the Moon on CD, it just wasn't the same. I wanted the vinyl back. David Bowie albums are so out there and so ahead of his time, rest in peace, that, yeah, you had to have Bowie on vinyl. And the Beatles, man, you always heard something different when you had your headphones on and you were playing a Beatles album.
Yeah, I mean, the Beatles were something that, I don't care what age you are, even if you are a 10-year-old right now, you've heard of the Beatles. Like, yeah. It's just one of those things that's just timeless.
So there's your top three, the Beatles, Pink Floyd, and David Bowie. However, I go into Target and I see Taylor Swift available on vinyl now. Are kids buying Taylor Swift vinyl?
There should be a law against this.
We were both very excited when Tears for Fears got back together and released a new album. It's in Target. And they even targeted the release date. I was excited. Did I buy the vinyl? No, it wasn't necessary.
No.
Is it going to be vintage groups on vintage vinyl? That's an interesting question. The Ford Fun Line's always open, Mom. Does your daughter have Taylor Swift on vinyl? Or is your daughter listening to the Beatles or Pink Floyd or Bowie? It's kind of cool.
Vintage is the key word there. I think people like, they go, oh, well, let's just make this new. No, vintage means vintage. Like, you know, pocket watch. Oh, let's reinvent that. No, it's stuff from the old days that you can't duplicate.
Yep. I sold several hundred vinyl albums 2 summers ago.
Are you wishing you would have kept them?
No, because I sold the junk. It wasn't all junk. Don't get me wrong. But did I give this dude who showed up at my house during the Nori Point Township yard sale weekend or whatever, did I give this dude any valuable Pink Floyd or Beatles or Bowie? No.
Well, maybe
they're
what
still
you
in a vault in my basement.
Maybe what you thought wasn't, maybe he thought was.
Well, he was into it. He was looking
there
at
you go.
He was looking at 80s and 90s albums and he
exactly.
was all
he so, thought maybe he won gold with that. So.
Well, I was thinking, you know, the albums are $1 a piece. And the guy looks at me and goes, are you kidding me? I was just at a house in Nori and he's charging $5 a piece. I go, look, they're $1 a piece. He starts going through. He goes so ape crazy that he says, I'm just going to buy all these. How many are in the rack? And I said, about 500.
Were you wishing you would have did $5 a piece?
No, it didn't bother me. The guy just gave me $500. I said, see you later. I helped him. Jeez. I helped him load him into the car and off he went. He said, do you have anything else? I said, oh, yeah. But you ain't looking at that stuff.
Let me put in eBay.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, by the way, welcome back to the area, Karina. So when neighborhood yard sales come back, they are the coolest thing.
That is, you're right.
So don't give away your vintage vinyl. That's
call Tom, let him talk you through it.
Yeah, so keep your Beatles, keep your Pink Floyd, and your David Bowies. If you find a Taylor Swift album at Target, go ahead and buy it. And when you get bored with it in about a year, sell it at the yard sale.
Don't call the Antique Roadshow, okay?
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
We got late night TV. Do you have a Verizon phone on you? Fallon says Verizon is having problems.
Nope.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
You guys see this? Apparently Verizon customers have been receiving spam texts from their own phone numbers. It's weird when you get a text from yourself at 2 a.m. that says, me up.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goody room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started, because this is another one of them generational gap things where Karina might remember them. Mm-hmm. I definitely will. But here's some things that when you had them, you were considered rich. If you still have them, not so much. Number one, a 35-inch TV.
That's about the equivalent of a plain TV right now.
Exactly. Remember, though, when your dad brought the first one home, that's 35 inches.
Now they're on sale for like $50.
Yeah, exactly.
Wall-to-wall carpeting.
Yeah, like hardwood and laminate is cool now. So if you still have wall-to-wall carpeting, it ain't no big thing.
Dude, it's walnut. Knock it off.
Yeah, how about carpeting in the bathroom? It was so cool back in the day. Now it smells funny.
Yeah, don't keep your toothbrush too close.
That's it.
Flip phones. Yes. Oh, and then you were just like, and you did that dramatic effect where you flipped it open and pulled out the antenna. And you were just like, cool. I'm cool.
How about Blockbuster video shares?
I still have my card in my wallet.
Are you kidding me? All right. Speaking of wallet, those wallets that had all those plastic things for credit cards.
Yeah, it was for people to go, look how in debt I am.
There's dial-up internet.
Yeah. Water beds. Oh, you were one hangnail away from waking up in a pool.
Never really thought of it that way. And finally, you were rich if you had wallpaper. But now it's like, when are you going to remove that stuff? I'm sorry, did I just describe your apartment or no?
Not my apartment, my office maybe. But
no.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
It's Wednesday at the wash with Ultimate Express Car Wash. You got to text that word wash, and please don't misspell it because we laugh at you when you do.
Yeah, don't put the R in there. It's not wash.
It's not wash. No, it's W-A-S-H to 49330, and you'll get this week's wash code. Maybe you don't want to use it today because of the chance of a little bit of snow, but you'll use it by the end of the week. Trust me.
Where that save it for a rainy day does not apply.
Yeah, that's it.
Or snowy one at that.
Right, exactly. So get in on this. You could also win a $20 gift card to Ultimate Express Car Wash right there on the strip in Sealands Grove across from the marketplace in Danville, right next to the Geisinger. And I was out in Williamsport on Sunday and I got my car washed on Continental Boulevard, is it? No, Washington Boulevard, out there in Williamsport.
That's ironic, Washington.
Yeah, and it's right there next to the Papa John's, as they say. So Wednesday at the Wash with Ultimate Express Car Wash.
And text it at 49330, the word wash, with 94KX. 94KX.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot is kind of sci-fi, but it is National Doctor's Day. Could you see your paramedic showing up wearing a jetpack?
No.
It could be happening here soon.
Why does this not surprise me?
Parting shot next.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Alicia Taylor this afternoon. Sam Tyler tonight. That's the lineup. Our parting shot today is actually something that's going on in the UK. And it could be coming here. There's an accident, say, for instance, on the strip. And we know how traffic gets on the strip. So your paramedics show up flying through the air wearing jetpacks.
Didn't I see that in the movie Santa Claus?
Or any of the Star Wars movies or anything. I don't know. I mean, this is actually going on and it could be happening here soon.
Potential is just huge. First flight in Cumbria for a jet suit that's going to save lives and he's suffering. So incredible moment. Truly, truly incredible moment. It's absolutely astounding how quickly we're going to be at somebody's side that needs us.
It's National Doctor's Day. Do you want to see your doctor flying through the air?
No. I just feel like that's going to make my insurance premiums go up.
And there it is, right? I mean, and then we were talking about this earlier this morning. Okay, the doctor shows up, but
where's the other stuff? Like all the stuff you keep in the back of an ambulance or your bag. Like, and then how you transport the patient? Okay, we need to evac now. Do I ride on your back? How does this go?
The ambulance itself, right? How does it get there?
I guess they're going to jetpack that too.
Food for thought today.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.